Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes, I will. I magnify your name, Lord. out to praise him. The whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord God. We enter in today.
Yes.
We enter in today. Come on now. Enter in. Hallelujah. Shake the devil off right now. Come on. Enter in right now.
Yes.
We enter in. Come on now.
Yes.
We enter in, Lord. Come on. We enter in. Hallelujah. 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 We enter in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Just thank God right now, God. Thank God. We don't count it right. We don't count it robbery. Hallelujah. To come to praise him right now. God has given us life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. And not by myself. Enter in today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We enter in. My God. We enter in. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
We enter in. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I'm so glad.
Into the presence of
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's that place where God
yes,
wants
Lord.
Us to be. That's that place where God has made for us being in the presence
yes,
of the Lord. Being in the Holy Spirit
hallelujah.
All the days of your life.
Hallelujah.
Not some of the days, but all
glory
the days.
Glory.
Being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, God.
Being guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Molded and shaped.
Yes,
corrected and changed by the Holy Spirit.
Right now, God.
Because any other spirit that you might be in, Father God, we
yes,
just want to say,
yes,
so
yes,
we can be in that place.
Yes,
that ain't the right place. But being in God is the right place for you.
Jesus.
And we thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Whenever I hear that song, we can enter in.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
My God, from Zion, we thank you. Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
I'm laughing because, you know, just before we got ready for church service, so much happened, but we just thank God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is able. If
yes.
you just let him, if you just allow him to come on in, he will come on in and change you right where you are.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, my God. I remember they had a song.
Get out the way.
I remember the song when I was a kid coming up, and they would sing the song in the church, say, all you got to do is take one step, and he will do the rest.
That's right.
One step of believing.
That's right.
Amen. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
To Sunday service.
Yes, welcome to Sunday service.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you.
Yes, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Oh,
the church is already packed.
Yes.
People are still coming in.
Oh,
so we
goodness.
Thank God for you. We could have been anywhere, but you decided to be here with
yes,
us.
Lord.
I'm touching and agreeing. Right here in the presence of the Lord. You have
Receive the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The devil is mad because when you can laugh at the devil, just when he think he got it, and you just let him come on in and you laugh in his face.
Yeah.
Oh, he must flee. He must flee. Amen. Welcome. We want to welcome you today. If it's your first time here in Sunday service
Amen.
With us, my husband and I, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. So if you press one at this time so that we can welcome you, welcome.
That's right. Right.
A welcome with love. A welcome with compassion.
You know,
a welcome
with
understanding.
People, you know, welcome us in. You know, that makes us feel at home.
Amen.
And believe us, you are at home. This is not our house, but this is
Jesus.
God's house.
Jesus.
God, so you are definitely welcome.
Welcome.
Every single home that has our voice listening right now, we thank you for welcoming us in into your home.
Amen.
And we welcome you in to our home.
Amen.
It is the house of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare that you and your house will serve the Lord at all times?
Amen.
And that his word will continue to be in your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Even when the enemy try to take your word, hallelujah, you have the power to take it back in the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do you understand? You have power and authority in
yes.
your mouth. Hallelujah. Be
yes.
careful what you're saying, how you say.
Amen.
Amen. My husband came and said, you need to be careful how you talk to me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Welcome, press one right now. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome you. Don't be shy or bashful. Yeah. Amen. We want to welcome you. We want to pray with you, allowing the Holy Spirit to move in a mighty way. See, we don't know exactly what we should be praying about, but if you allow the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to lead you in prayer, we'll reveal some things to you. Hallelujah. Break some things off of you, deliver you, set you free, heal. Yeah. That is broken in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. He will prepare the way before you go, hallelujah, so when you get there, you can already walk in victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't think you got it all together by yourself. Holy, but if you got God, then you got all that you need. There you're whole. There you're complete. You ain't got to wait for nobody. Hallelujah. You become whole and complete. Hallelujah. If you got the God, you got God on your side. You understand? And we'll say this until the day we take our last breath. As great as he that is in you, hallelujah, and he that's in the world. Do you know that you're more than a conqueror already because you have Christ Jesus? Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for your power. We thank you for every single ear that has an ear to hear, every single heart that has a heart to receive, because it's not our word, it is your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for going before us, Father God. Holy Spirit, when you go before us, you said that you are already prepared that way for us. And because you have already prepared that way, when we enter in, we just going to have a Holy Ghost filled time. You said enter into your house with praise and thanksgiving. And that's how we're going to come in and enter into your house with praise. So we ain't going to come in here, you know, with no sadness and all this other beat down, broken down. We enter into the house with praise. Because when you're in the presence of the Lord, you should definitely know that everything is all right. Not something, everything is all right.
All right.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. The Holy Spirit is present in the place right
now. Yes, Holy Spirit.
Oh, come on, the anointing is high right now. Put on the anointing. Whatever you need right now. Go ahead.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 brothers and sisters. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 5187. Area code 631. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hallelujah. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Let us get your name. Hallelujah.
I'm Sister June. Brother Joe, invite me. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yes, bless the Lord at all times. We welcome you, me and my husband. Welcome. At the door, say welcome. Amen and welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you and grow you more in your spirit, man. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Of Jesus.
We pray that you will continue to seek God first in all his righteousness and in all the days of your life. May you be blessed in your going and coming, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say blessing into your house. So peace be your portion all the days of your death. Blessings run you down. Take you over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Sister, I can feel your spirit. See, you have already came into the house ready to receive.
Amen. Go ahead.
From Long Island?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you there.
Bless
just
you.
Right where you are.
Amen. Prayer for my daughter. She bipolar.
Amen. What's her name?
Her name is Chanel. Keisha Chanel. She's wandering over the street right now. But I'm asking God to cover her. And you help me pray my strength up in Jesus' name.
Amen. We come into agreement with you, sister, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's what I would come by faith with your faith today, lifting up your daughter, lifting up your household, lifting up the very land that you live on right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And God will continue to protect you. Amen. That God will set you out, and help you. This way, honey, that I'm going to shout about around you right now, your family, protect you from seen and unforeseen days in this world, that you will be blessed. Your children is blessed. All that's concerning you is blessed, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We cover you with the blood of
Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects, that covers our head. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive it right now. Hallelujah. By faith, receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is my prayer right now that God would increase your faith right now.
Hallelujah.
To receive the blessings of the Lord. In the mighty name of
Jesus
Christ, God bless you. God keep you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's already
Amen.
Done.
Amen.
It's already done.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for that sister on today. Amen.
Yes, a prayer for her child.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 54, it says, great is the peace of my children.
Amen.
For they are taught of the Lord.
Jesus.
And we decree and declare
right now
that our children are taught of the Lord.
Yes, God.
And even when our children find themselves, you know, going astray, we think that they are taught of the Lord.
Yes,
because
Lord.
The word of God that is in them is the very word that will bring them back to that place where they went astray.
My God.
And we thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Right we thank now. You for protecting our children
Jesus.
Every single day
Jesus.
Of our life, every single day of their life.
My God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray, everyone. Let us get ready. Today we're going to be taking communion. So if you will prepare yourself for communion, grab your cracker, your juice, or your non-alcoholic wine or water, whatever it is, and just taking it by faith on today. It is First Sunday, so while we pray, just get ready for communion at this time. Father God, we thank you.
Thank
Heavenly
God.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Father God, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth, Father God. Oh, Lord, because we know that we serve you, Father God, that you're God that is able, oh God. So we decree and declare that we're not disabled. We're not dismembered, oh God. Oh, Lord, we stand up, oh God, mighty on our wings today as eagles, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We need you, Father God. We come casting all our cares and free of down this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And by faith, we pick up peace right now. We walk in peace. We walk in our newness on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for keeping us all day on yesterday, through the night, oh God, that you was with us, oh God, that you gave your angels charge over us to keep us. Lord, we thank you that we woke up this morning, cold in our right mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your strength right now, oh God, to endure to the end, for the Bible says that he that endure to the end shall be saved. So we decree and declare today that we are saved, and our family is saved in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, move mightily on the line today, oh God. Oh, Lord, bring in healing and deliver us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 coming to peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every fall that is written in your word, oh God, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we decree in the covenant, we're one of your sheep, oh Lord, and we ask your Heavenly Father to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clear. According to John chapter 10, we ask you to increase your anointing on us right now.
Yes,
Lord, your God, it's to know your voice and not that of a stranger. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to do this
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice right now. We ask you to give, oh God, a question.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come to Zion
in the name of Jesus
to receive the blessing that comes from you, the added rich and no sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us a strength.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let the heavens rain down right now, God.
Yes.
And the skies
in the name of Jesus.
Let the earth open its rain for salvation. Oh, Lord, and let the righteous bring us together in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Let the nations come fall down.
Hallelujah.
And God is in you, and there's no other God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the prayer by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the power is made today. And we are combined
yes,
in
Lord
our
Jesus.
That we'll stay with our everlasting salvation. And the Lord will always keep us safe and free from all shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the ears of the earth look unto you, O God, and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Lord our God,
yes, Lord.
Righteousness is shit, and we receive it all today in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the goodness
in the name of the
Lord all the way through the Bible. Of our family members. Lord, you can call the ears of the beginning. Let your counsel stand and do all you please, oh God, in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, keep us so proper and lead us in the way we should go, oh God.
Yes,
in
Lord
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ,
thank you.
That we shall not be led astray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord God. We decree
yes,
in the heaven the blood of Jesus Christ in the power that's made today that we are justified in the Lord and we glory in his salvation right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless the hearts of the weary ones today. Bless the minds and souls of those of God that are confused. We come against every spirit right now. I find the Holy Spirit that's operating in us or in our home or in our life or on this line today. And we command you to cease your work to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that we decree and declare that we are free and that we are free indeed from every way of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we live a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your mountains come away and let your highways be exalted right now. Shout for joy, O heaven. Rejoice, O earth, burst into song right now. O mountains, for the Lord covers his people.
Hallelujah.
And have compassion on his afflicted ones. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you ain't got to stay where you are because we serve a God that is able. Lord, we thank you for being able for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our children make haste and let the destroyers go so out of their lives right now and out of our lives. But we trust in you, O God, for all things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Lord,
yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, to be like a garden of Eden, and our way to us like a garden of the Lord. Oh, Lord, fill us right now with joy and gladness, thanksgiving and the sound of singing, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord,
yes,
my
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Lord, you put your words in our mouths, and we thank you. And you covered us with the shadow of your hand, and we thank you. And your Lord planted the heavens, oh God, lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, you are my people. Hallelujah. We declare and declare, we will awake and put on strength today, and put on our beautiful garments, and nothing unclean will come through our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, speak
in the name
of Jesus. Let them see and those who have heard us. Let them consider in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare our faith today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be afraid. We will not be ashamed. For the Lord is our maker, and he is the God of the whole earth.
Yes.
My Lord, my God. Lord, through the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed. Your unfailing love for us will not be shaken, and your covenant of peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say thank you. And it will not be more from
thank
our
you.
Life or the life of our family. Rivers and loved ones, but you have had compassion on us, and we thank you, Lord God. We bless
yes,
your holy
thank
name.
You, Lord.
We bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we receive from Jesus Christ of victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies of the enemy that is trying to send our way right now in the future. We claim victory right now, deliver us from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, my Lord, incantations, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you, oh God, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities, and rules of darkness of this world.
Hallelujah.
And against spiritual wickedness and hard places. According to Ephesians 6:10 and 12, we claim our victory and faith right now through our salvation and the shed blood of all these things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare according to Joel 22, verse 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name we pray today,
yes,
God, have your way and we thank you. We declare and declare that we'll go from glory to glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we're coming out in the walking place, delivered and set free, healed and blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. We seal this prayer, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It is in Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Will you just thank Him right where you are? Hallelujah. Will you just praise Him right where you are? I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what the enemy is speaking. Will you declare in the crowd, but God did it. And if God did it before, He'll do it again. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen everyone here on Sunday service with us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. At this time, we'll have our communion. Amen. Charges led by Pastor Dorsey Manny. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
well, we thank everyone for being here with us this this morning or this afternoon, wherever you are. If you're on the East Coast, we thank you for being here with us. If you're up north, you know, we thank you for being here. If you're on the West Coast, we thank you. From Virginia to Long Island to New York to Shreveport, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, Chicago, wherever you are, we thank you for being here. We're going to commune with the Holy Spirit this morning. We'll take Holy Communion. You know, the reason why we take Holy Communion, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, to do this as often in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has already done. But see, you got to know what Jesus Christ has already done, and then you remember to take Holy Communion in remembrance of doing what he already done. So if you have your communion elements, whether it be water or whether it be wine or grape juice or whatever you have, or you have your bread or your cracker, you know, get your communion elements together, and we're going to come into agreement. We're going to pray,
Amen.
And we're going to take these elements. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to commune with you at this time, Father. We thank you for what you did there on the cross. We thank you, Father God, that you gave your life for us that we may have life. Father God, we thank you that you gave yourself as a sacrifice and your body was broken, Father God. And because your body was broken, Father God, which represents anything and everything that is broken in our lives, whether we admit it or not, Father God, that we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free because of your broken body, Father God. And we thank you for your broken body. We thank you, Father God, that you bled for us. Your blood was shed for us, Father God. And your blood that was shed for us, Father God, it represents that our atonement. It heals us.
Yes,
it redeems us from all
Jesus.
Of what the world has placed upon us, Father God. And we thank you for your broken body.
You.
And we will forever be grateful. We will forever be grateful, Father God, for you, for what you have already done. We thank you, Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says, Father, in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man, let every woman examine him or herself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins. You forgave us. You have already forgiven us of our transgression. You have forgiven us of our iniquities and our trespasses. And we thank you for covering each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanses us each of all unrighteousness.
Yes, God.
Heavenly Father,
Jesus.
We thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us.
Yes,
that Jesus, you took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. You took them all to the cross with you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Christ Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken. Your body was broken for our sins. Your body was broken for our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mared and spit upon, how you were whipped and crucified for each of us. We thank you, Father God. Your body was broken.
Thank you, Lord.
Our bodies may be healed.
Yes,
and we thank you that by your stripes,
you.
Lord Jesus, that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This
yes,
is my
Lord.
Body, which was broken for you. And partake in faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you may eat.
Amen.
My Lord, thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your word says, Father God, in 1 Corinthians, that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us, that your blood is our atonement. For your blood, Lord Jesus, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. Hallelujah.
My
it redeems us.
Hallelujah.
And it cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus.
We now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And the whole body of Christ, we all say amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank
you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Holy
Father.
Spirit of the living God, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Amen. Be cleansed by the blood, renewed and restored today.
Yes.
Amen. I think today I sent things a little out of order. I think Tash was supposed to give scripture and message first and then communion, you all. But God is a God of order, so I believe it went in order. Amen. So at this time,
yes,
we're going to have our scripture
amen.
And our message from the heart from Pastor Dorsey Manny. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. I want to be reading a little bit of scripture that's going to come from the New Testament out of the book of Romans, chapter 8. And I show you a little bit of the Old Testament that comes from Proverbs chapter 30. So if you have your Bibles, would you go over here with me to, let's go over here to Romans chapter 8, and I'll read verse 1, or maybe verse 2 as well, but verse 1 and 2. And I'll be reading this to you from the New Living Translation. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, it reads, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And verse 2 says, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. How many know that Jesus Christ, that when you are in Jesus Christ, you belong to him. And because you belong to him, there is no more shame, and there is no more guilt. There is no more condemnation. Scripture says this right. See, this is the new agreement. See, this is the New Testament. This is the new agreement. And you should receive the new agreement, the new contract that has already been made. See, we have already taken Holy Communion right now. See, this should put you in that place of remembering the agreement. You're in Christ Jesus. And 2 says, and because you belong to him, the power of life-giving spirit has freed you. See, you are free. And the power of sin and death. You don't belong to the power of sin and death. You don't belong to shame. You don't belong to guilt. You don't belong to condemnation no more. You have already been purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb. You have already been purchased by God. He has given himself for you. So why are you still ashamed? Why are you still guilty? Why are you still operating in a sinful mind, in a sinful heart? Why are you still underneath that power? Why are you still underneath that curse when you already had came into an agreement, a new covenant? You've already done it. Anybody that's underneath a curse, hallelujah. What you're doing is what you're saying is that, God, I know that you did it already, but I ain't believe yet that you did it for me. So you're still trying to be like you used to be when God didn't change you already. God didn't already didn't made that way for you. He didn't already didn't gave his life for you, but you have not received him yet because you're still in that place where your mind has not been renewed because you're still underneath that curse. Hallelujah. Let me show you scripture over here in Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30 and verses 6. And this will be coming from the New International Version. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6 says, and we start right here in 5, it says, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. 6 says, do not add to his word, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Hallelujah. Anybody that have already received Christ Jesus, but you're still trying to a little bit of God and a lot of bit of me. Little bit of God and a lot of bit of me. See, what you're doing is you're adding to the flawless word of God, and God ain't tell you to do that. He ain't tell you to say that. Because if you're going to do the whole law, if you're going to try to be in that place, then tell the whole word. But can you really tell the whole truth? Can you really tell the whole? You can't tell the whole truth without Christ. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. For your word is flawless. And your flawless word shall continually dwell in us, and it shall continually come out of us. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for the scriptures and the message there today, Pastor Manning. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our very own brother, uncle, friend, hallelujah.
Yes,
brother,
Lord Jesus.
Joel Washington.
Amen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I just thank God every day for him waking me up to do this. And I thank God for my nephew, Darcy Manning, and my niece, Mrs. Manning, to have me on with them. This is a little song that I'm going to sing. We used to sing it a long time ago. It's a very old song, so listen to the words. Till the old ship of Zion, to the old ship of Zion, to the old ship of Zion, get on board. Get on board. I believe I said it again. Till the old ship of Zion. Till the old ship of Zion. Till the old ship of Zion, get on board, get on board. See, I remember a long time ago, I told my mom I joined the military, and I joined the Navy, and she told me, she said, son, don't be afraid, because God is everywhere. Said, God
Hallelujah.
Is in the air, and God is on the land. And surely he's on the water. You know what she told me? She said, ain't no danger in my God water. She said, ain't no danger in my God water. Whoa, there ain't no danger in my God water. She said, get on board, get on board. You know, that old ship has sailed so many times. And I want you to know today that that old ship going to keep on sailing. One of these old days, that ship going to sail for me, and it's going to sail for you. Because you know why?
Yeah.
It has landed many a thousand. Should it have landed many a thousand. Oh, that old ship has landed many a thousand. Get on board. Get on board. Get on board. Get on. Get on board. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get on board.
Yes. Yes. That old ship of Zion. Hallelujah. We thank you, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with song. You said that old ship of Zion, get on board. He's talking about the church. He's talking about the church. See, we are that church. Hallelujah. Get on board. God have already
Amen.
Made that way. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Uncle Joe, for blessing us.
Amen. God bless
May God
you.
Pour back
God
into you all you. That left from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection. We'll be right back for the message of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Stay right here with us.
The song simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Going home, y'all, old school. Yeah.
if the Lord doesn't do anything else for me, if he don't do anything else for you, he already done enough. And we thank you, Father God, because you are enough. Y'all, we have made it to the message part of Sunday service here. Will be given to you by none other than my beautiful wife, my beautiful anointed wife, Pastor Prophetess Tawanika Manning. You know, she's really allowing the Holy Spirit to use her in such a mighty way. So I receive my beautiful wife, this beautiful woman of God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, and all the admiration. Glory to God. Exalt his holy name with
glory
me right now.
To
come into his presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. With a new song of today.
Thank you.
Thank you, hallelujah, because he did it. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. God, we just want to say thank you. Open up your mouth and shout.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone that's here in Sunday service on today. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here one more time, just thanking God for new mercy and new grace. Thanking God for another opportunity. Will you shout with me, glory, right there, hallelujah. I was so glad when they shared to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord, our God. Where there is healing, there is deliverance, there is freedom in the house of the Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you shout, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you. Because they did it for you. And if you don't do it enough, if you don't do nothing else, he's already done enough. Amen. Will you just thank him right
now?
No matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what it sound like, but God can step in right now. We still have got to turn around that he can step in and turn your situation around right where you are. When a doctor says no, when people have counted you out, when they give you cause for it, the Bible says that it still will lift up a standard. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. It will not take you down.
In the
mighty name of Jesus Christ. My God, shouting glory. I'm ready.
Glory be to God.
Are you ready today? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, welcome God into your life. Are you ready today for change? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody with me. All ye lads, praise the Lord our God. Amen. Welcome, everybody.
Amen.
I'm so excited today because God has kept me. See, people don't understand your praise. They don't understand your shouts. To know where God has brought you from. Though you don't look like what you've been through. Though you don't sound like how you used to. But God kept you. So keep on shouting.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Keep on praising him. Keep on running. Calling on his name, oh God. Right now, God. Even if you don't know how to pray, just say, help me now, God. Be my strength. My God. Woo, let me bring it down
Lord,
a little bit.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, from the east, the north, the south, and the west. We are the children of the Lord. Our God is he that has made us and not ourselves. Hallelujah. It is he that created the whole earth and everything that's in it. Amen. So give God our praise and glory right where you are. Don't let the devil muzzle you. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil muzzle your shout. Shout glory today. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory.
Welcome, everybody, here in Sunday service. I'm Pastor Dorsey Manny. I mean, I'm not Dorsey Manny. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manny.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray, Father God. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life right now. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me right now in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now that you may have all the increase in me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Here at service, that all will be healed, delivered, set free, blessed by your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let the word take root and manifest in us, mind, by the soul, and spirit, and be engraved on our hearts and minds. Lord, teach us, oh God, to live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh God. Oh Lord, we decree and declare, hallelujah, I decree and declare, you shall be on the throne of my life and in over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all in my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now, Father God, here in Sunday service, oh God. Oh Lord, we come to receive our daily bread on today, and by faith we receive it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 16:2, I ask you, Lord God, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every hindrance spirit on the line, every spirit of confusion, every fighting spirit, every sleeping spirit, every spirit of unforgiveness, pride, fear, worry right now. And I command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Holy Spirit of the living God,
have your way right now. Have your way in me. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus Christ over all that will be preached on today and everyone that is in service, your home and your family members. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name with our combined faith that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all today, the message is, and then what? And then what? Hallelujah. Pastor, what do you mean, and then what? And then what? After you get everything that you have to get, the house, the car, the education, the man, the woman, the things of this world, and then what? And then what is after that? After you've done all you can, if you ate all you can eat and drank all you can eat and sex all you can sex and accumulate all these things, then what? And then what?
Uh-huh.
The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew. I'm going to start in the book of Matthew here today. Matthew 16, chapter 16, verse 25 through 26. Amen. Matthew 16, amen. Amen. 16, verse 25 through 26. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, amen, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen. Verse 26 says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So the question is, after you've got everything, hallelujah, that this world can offer, and then what? And then what?
Jesus.
And then what? That is my question. I was speaking to a friend the other day, and so many times we have our minds fixated on things. Can I get a little more money? I'm here to tell you, even if you get more, you're going to want more. You're never going to be satisfied. The Bible tells us that even if the man get more, he still will not be satisfied. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you today. Hallelujah. If you fix your things on the word of things, that's what you're going to get, the world. But if you fix your things on the word of God, the things of God, you get God. And when you get God, you get eternity. My Lord, my God, how many of us want eternity? Or do you want the things that are temporary? Because I'm here to tell you, when you leave, you have everything that you've accumulated in this life. It's going to die with you. You can't take it with you. It will no longer be you. Matter of fact, the body that you're in today, you got to leave that here. So, and what, man?
Yes.
And when you get all that you get, all
Lord
that you can from this
Hallelujah.
World, and then what? If I can get a little more money,
Lord.
And then what? If I can get a little more fine, and then what? If I can get more friends and be a part of this organization, and then what?
Yeah.
And then what?
Hallelujah.
You got to ask yourself, and then what? If I'm not doing the things of God, and then what? I mean, what do I profit from this? What do I gain from this? Because when I leave it, that's a place for me. That's a place that I'm going after. You see, this is a temporary situation. So if you're sick, it's temporary. If you're unhappy, it's temporary. If you're wealthy, it's temporary. If you're poor, it's temporary. If you're depressed, it's temporary. I'm here to tell you today, ask yourself, after you accumulate all that the world has to offer, and then what?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So we look at
Hallelujah.
Here, hallelujah. And Matthew, hallelujah. Chapter 16, verse 25 through 26, you all. The possibility of losing their lives here in the scriptures is very real for the disciples as well as for Jesus. See, real discipleship implies real commitment, pledging our whole existence to his service. If we try to save our physical life from death, pain, or discomfort, we may risk losing our true eternal life, which is with Christ Jesus. If we protect ourselves from pain, we begin to die spiritually and emotionally. Our lives turn inward, and we lose our intended purpose when we give our lives to in service to the Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus, whoever and however we discover the real purpose of living, will we live for Christ? My Lord, my God. And then what?
Lord.
People say, oh, if I can get $1 million, I'd be happy. I'd be satisfied. Oh, my world will be set if I can get it. And then what? You receive it, then you die. Then somebody else going to spend the riches that you've been waiting on, that you've been working hard for, that you've been seeking. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But if you're seeking things, that's what you're going to get. And when you leave here, everything that you have seeked shall die with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. But if you seek God, you will have eternity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, life in abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My Lord, my God. I'm going to bring it down. Hallelujah. So you can understand me. I get excited about the things of God. When the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 23, follow me right now. Hallelujah. That's Matthew chapter 6, hallelujah, verse 19. Hallelujah. Verse 23, 19 through 23, the Bible says, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasures is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Verse 23 says, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? I'm here to tell you today, after you've done all you can, and you've got all the work and offer, and then what? But Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, by God, oh God, if you lay up your riches here, that's all you're going to have. But if you lay up your riches in heaven, there's life, eternal life, that's afforded to you the wife Jesus, amen? My Lord, my
hallelujah.
God, understand this, and I'm going to slow down and bring it down a little bit. Laying up treasures in heaven is not limited to tithing, but it's accomplished by all acts of obedience to God, amen? See, laying up ascension, which giving our money to God's work is not investing in heaven, amen? But our intention should be to seek the fulfillment of God's purposes in all that we do, not merely what we do with our money, amen? See, spiritual vision, you are, is our capacity to see clearly what God wants us to do and to see the world from his point of view. But this spiritual insight can be easily caught in you all. See, self-serving desires, interests, and goals back up that vision. See, serving God is the best way to restore it. A good eye is one that is fixed on God. Amen. So I ask you one question again today. After you've got all you can get from the world, and then what?
Hallelujah.
And then
hallelujah.
What? And then what?
Hallelujah.
And then what, my brother and sisters? And then what? You done got the tummy tuck, and they say, man, you got a snatch weight. And then what? You done got fine, and you done been in the gym, and you done ate the goodness of the food. You had the best of food, the finest of wine. And then what? You done got the job. You done got the education. You got 3-4 degrees. And then what? I want to ask you today, will you look back over your life and see all that you have done? And then what? Will you let God come on in and work miracles in your
my
life?
Love.
But if you got your mind fixated on the things of this world, that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get beat down by the world. Sickness come in the world. Disease come in the world. Worry is still coming from the world, but not from our God. So I want to make a suggestion today. As God's witness, if you seek him first, all that you need, and more will be added unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My question again is, after you've done all you can and got all you can get from this world, and then what?
Hallelujah.
And then what? And then what? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you that, and then what? Because I had to ask myself. It was one time before where I wanted things, and I wanted money, and I wanted this and that. But when I got God, I realized none of that matters. Because if I didn't have God, I didn't have anything at all. My Lord.
Yes,
come on now. My God, my God, my God. The Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does it gain a man to profit the world if he loses his own soul? What does it gain you if you profit the world and lose your whole soul? Amen. I want you to understand today, according to the Bible, Proverbs 23 and 5, you all, amen. Glory to God, my Lord, my God. The scripture says that I'm cash up, but a grant at riches, and that they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly out to the sky like an eagle. See, a good job or business, and instead of earnest can be here today and gone tomorrow. But hallelujah. fully of riches and good deeds. May last forever and ever in the kingdom of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we all heard of people that have riches one day and gone tomorrow. They're in search of riches, honor, and positions. See, you heard the saying, easy come, easy go. So don't spend your time chasing fleet earthly treasures. Instead, store treasures in heaven, for such treasure will never be lost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even with the world and banking system, I don't know if you ever put money in the bank and checked your account and the money was gone. Somebody did, took your money, hallelujah, that you didn't store up and try to save for a rainy day. But I'm here to tell you, God will get you through the rainy days, the weary nights. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to be a help today. I want you to ask yourself
one more time.
And then what? After you done got the husband, you done got the wife and money, you done got the business open and going, and then what? Amen. When you got all your cares on the world, and then what?
Hallelujah.
And then what? Hallelujah. 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 See, let me tell you something today, my sisters and brothers. According to the prophetical counsel of King Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, 1 through 6, the Bible was speaking, and what it was saying here, as he was writing this verse, said, even if he had lived a long life, you all, it is ultimately meaningless in itself, because all that he has accumulated is left behind. See, everyone dies, and both rich and poor end up in the grave. Amen. See, many people work hard to prolong life and improve their physical condition, yet people don't spend nearly as much time or effort on their spiritual health. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So how short-sighted it is to work hard to extend this life and not to take the step up God requires to gain eternal life. I just want you to think about it think about it. Hallelujah. Want you to think about that after
hallelujah.
All you've done all you can and got all you can get from this world, and then what?
Hallelujah.
And then what? You all, according to 1 Timothy chapter 6, I want you to understand the Bible speaking here, that we must be careful not to put our hope in money instead in the living God, hallelujah, for our security. See, even if we don't have material things or wealth, we can bring in good works. Stay focused on the good works of God operating in you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, I keep saying, and then what? After you got all of that, after you furnished the house how you wanted, you got everything you could ever want, and then what? People are dying. You see millionaires killing themselves, and you're going, how is that? If I had all that money and I looked that good, you think I would take my life because they don't have the love of the Lord? They don't have God in their life. So when they look around and say, I got everything, and then what? I'm still unhappy.
Yeah.
I'm still sad. I'm still depressed. I still feel lonely because they were seeking the things of the world and not the things of God. So I ask you again today, brothers and sisters, and then what? And then what?
My Lord.
And then what?
My Lord.
And then what? Let that echo in your ear. Let that echo in your spirit right now. And then what? Father, help us to understand. Help us to understand today, Father God. If we seek things, oh God, we just get that. But if we seek you, we get eternity, which brings peace, joy, and happiness. Hallelujah. My God, my God,
hallelujah.
We understand now. But then what? When we look in the book of Hebrews, you all, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14 here, hallelujah. That's chapter 13, verse 14, amen. The Bible tells us here in chapter 4 and verse 14, hallelujah, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come, amen. What is the Bible telling us? What is Scripture saying today? What is the Scripture saying? For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. We should not be attached, you all, to this world, because all that we are and all that we have here is temporary. Only our relationship with God and our service to him will last. Don't store up your treasure here. Store them up in heaven, and I will say that again. Store them up in heaven. My Lord, my God, help us today. Help us today right now. Help us right now, Father God, to seek you more, Father God. Not only when we seek you, Lord God, to listen, Lord God, to what you are commanding us to do, Father God. Oh, Father God, restore us right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that we will not seek the things of this world, Lord, that we will seek you always, oh God, in your counsel, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so we can decree and declare for others, and then what? If you don't have God, you don't have nothing. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, you all, verse 19 through 27, Apostle Paul says, for though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. And to the Jews, I became as a Jew that I might win Jews. And to those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, I as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law towards Christ, and that I might win those who are without law. So to the weak I became as weak, and that I might win the weak. And I have become all things to all men, that I may be holy, that I may by all means save some. Amen. So now this I do. Amen. I do. Do you not know that? Verse 24 says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Amen. Verse 25 says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain perishable crowns, but we for an imperishable crown. Amen. Verse 26, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Verse 27 says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest what I have preached to others, I myself shall become disqualified. Amen. I'm here to tell you, and then what? Amen. If you're not serving man, if you're not serving God, the Bible said that Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. I'm just serving today in the name of Jesus Christ, my God. Amen. My God. And then what? See, Apostle Paul asserts that he has freedom to do anything. Amen. He emphasized a life of strict discipline. See, the Christian life, you all, involves both freedom and discipline. See, the goals of Apostle Paul's life were to glorify God and bring people to Christ. How this, hallelujah, that you stay free of any physiological or positional material entanglement that might sidetrack him. So while he strictly disciplined himself to carry out his goals, Apostle Paul, amen, for Apostle Paul, both freedom and discipline were important tools to be used in God's service. If you're not seeking God to be used by God, and then what are you doing? Amen. See, Apostle Paul gives several important principles for ministry. First, find common ground with those that you contact. Amen. And to avoid knowing it all attitude. And three, make others feel accepted. And four, be sensitive to their needs and concerns. And five, look for opportunity to tell them about Christ Jesus. See, these principles are just as they were to Apostle Paul back in those times. Amen. I'm going to ask you again, when you've done it all, and then what?
Yeah.
See, understand here in the scripture, winning the race requires purpose, you all, and discipline. Apostle Paul uses his illustration to explain that the Christian life takes hard work, self-denial, and a grueling passion. So as Christians, we are running toward our heavenly reward. See, the essential disciplines of prayer and Bible study and worship, it equips us to run with vigor and stamina. See, don't merely observe from the grandstand, you all. Don't just turn out to jog a couple of laps each morning. Train diligently. Amen. Your spiritual progress depends upon it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look here at verse 25. Listen, at times we must even give up something good in order to do what God wants us to do. Amen. See, each person's special duty determines the discipline and denial that he or she must accept. Without a goal and discipline, nothing be self-punishment. See, with the goal of pleasing God. Amen. Our denial seems like nothing compared to the eternal. See, imperishable rewards that will be ours. Amen. Do you want the imperishable rewards that only comes from Christ Jesus?
Yes,
amen. Have you accepted Christ today? I ask you one more time, and then what? My Lord, my God, when the Apostle Paul says he might be disqualified, he does not mean that he can lose his salvation, but rather that he can lose his privilege of telling others about Christ. It is easy to tell others how to live and then not take on your own advice. So we must be careful to practice what we preach. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, move today. Move today in a mighty way, oh God. We thank you.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the more today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But I want to say this to you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you then, when you get Jesus, I tell you the then what? You get life. a life abundance and eternal life. You get the promise of the resurrection. See, Jesus said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me through he, though he may die, he shall live. Amen. It is through Christ that we can experience our own resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have the good news of the resurrection, that man can escape the power of the grave. Amen. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit, and be resurrected right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:19 that he was crucified because, hallelujah, because I live, you will live also. Jesus also shared with his disciples his intentions for all mankind. I have come, this is from the mouth of our Lord and Savior, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it, hallelujah, and more in abundance. Hallelujah. So through, hallelujah, we may enter into the abundant life of which Jesus Christ spoke in life. It reaches its full realization in the resurrection from the dead. Amen. 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 See, I'm not saying don't have good things and not want better, but do not make it more important than the things and works of God. Don't leave God out trying to have the world and not to the one who created it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I ask yourself today, as you write on your list and you set up your, what they call it, the board. They have a vision board of everything you want to accomplish in this life, the car, the house, the husband, two children, a fence around your house, a picket fence, and your education and how many degrees. After you've done all that, then ask yourself, and then what?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you all. God bless you all today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bless you. I pray right now that God will continue to strengthen you and that you will always seek God first. Seek his kingdom and all his righteousness and all that you need, if you just believe, shall be added unto you. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 I love you. I thank God for you. And then what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open.
Yes, there might be one. There might be one or maybe two, but there might be one that have made it to that place in their life where they done did all that they can do in the world. And they done gained the whole world. They have the cars and the degrees. Or even some may even be in a place where they were trying to get all that they can, but you still fail. Now you realize that, you know what? All of my work was for nothing. I need God. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need you, Lord Jesus. I done built up my faith in myself and built up my faith in, you know, to these careers and built my faith in man and woman and all the vainglory of this world, but I changed my mind. I need you. Now let us help you to pray this prayer of salvation while you still have time. See, you're still amongst the land of the living, so you have time. You have time to do the most important thing that you could ever do in your life, and that's be born again. That's the most important thing that any man or woman can do, is be born again. Confessing that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. They are sinner, and you receive him into your life. And maybe one, just press one. It's simple. Simple for you to do. Simple prayer. We'll pray with you, put you right there in that place of being in the promise, in the new covenant, in the new agreement, in a part of the kingdom, a part of the fold.
Jesus.
There may even be one, there may be one have already given their life over to God, but have not renewed their mind. You're still fashioned to this world. You're still fashioned to man, and still fashioned to woman, and still fashioned to these idols that you have made your God before, and you went back to doing what you used to do. Let us help you. Let us help you. Let us help you get back on track. Let us help you. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just press one. Let us pray with you and pray for you. We know it get hard sometimes, but all things are possible through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We do all things to Christ. Someone may be looking. They may be looking for some help right now. You're in a place where your body is feel like that is deteriorating. Feel like it is breaking down. Your mind feel like that is breaking time. See, you can't come out of that place of wrath. You can't come out of that place of strife. You can't lose no weight. You're too greedy, but the money ain't flowing in like it's supposed to be. You need Jesus too. Let us pray with you.
Jesus.
Let's pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
But
yes,
he
Lord.
Is the only answer. He's already taken care of it. Let us help you to access what Jesus Christ has already done. Just press
yes,
one.
Lord.
Have the courage. Press one.
Yes,
while
Lord.
You have
yes,
time
right
today.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
There may be even one that's looking for a church home.
Yes, Lord.
You find yourself looking over in this place. You're looking in this door and looking in that door. And God, is this the place? And God, is that the place? Well, here it is right here. You can allow me and Pastor Talanika Manning to be your pastor. We would love to be your pastor.
Yes,
we would
Lord.
Love to show you how to be in that place. Not our word. But God's word, we will show you how to get into the word of God and how
yes.
the word of God, when you get into it, how to get inside of you, you'll become what God has already promised you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Might
hallelujah.
Be one.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
God bless you.
We thank God
May
right
God
now. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, Lord God,
yes.
in the life of your children, Lord God. We ask that you move in a mighty way, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
touch the one, Lord God, the heart of one that the enemy is trying to distract or confuse right now, Father God, that they want to press one, Lord
yes.
God, but everything is speaking to them outside of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak to the spirit of man and woman right now. We compel to come on in right now. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know if we have next year or next month or next weekend to do a press right now. Come on in. Enter in right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we're gonna wait right there for you. We're here to love on you right where you are. We welcome you in with open arms. Amen. You may not be right there right now, but we're here to walk with you to get you right where you need to be. Amen. Come on in. Amen. There'll be one today. There'll be one today. Let God use you. Let God use you, use you, use you. You've allowed the world to use you long enough. Far too long. It's now time. Let God use you. Have you done all you can? You've done all you can. And then what? And then what? Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say
yes.
thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name.
Amen,
amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray for those that are lost in the world. I want to pray this prayer with you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with all that believe, Father God. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, for the loss of this world this day, that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved.
Yes.
As we intercede, Lord God, we use our faith believing that thousands this day have an opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord. Amen. We ask, Lord God, that the Lord of the harvest would bless the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen,
amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. May God be your strength to all. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings, everyone. At this time, if you can gather your tithes and offering, amen. Glory to God. If you hold those up in your hand or send them over to Cash App, we'll pray over them right now. Your Cash App goes over to Pastor Chantel, that's capital PASTOR, capital S as in Sam, H as in Harry, ANTELL, Pastor Chantel.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you that as we pay our tithes and give our offers according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as a tither. Heavenly Father, we know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised
promises according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous, oh God. Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer right now for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes, amen, and giving our offering. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our members of every member of our families, our finances, our fruits, our ground, our marriages, and the ministry that you've given us, oh God, because of our obedience and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bless our families, our finances, our fruits, and our ground. Bless us, oh God, with the seven blessings of a title, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, oh God, to give us a fulfillment of these blessings of a title according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient and paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the call of the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May there be no lack in your goodness and your giving up today. May you be blessed with the goodness of the Lord all the days of your life. Hallelujah. With you lack nothing. Hallelujah. And well doing. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. At this time, we will open for our announcements. Amen. And let's see if we have our evangelist Kim. If you can press 1 because the church is full, I can't pull you up because I can't see you. If you have those announcements available, if not, let us know. Amen. Glory to God. And what today? Amen. Hallelujah. We're just waiting here. Amen. So I'll go ahead and give those announcements here. I can't, the church is packed. The system is so packed. I can't see unless one is pressed. So those announcements can be delivered. But we'll give those announcements at this time, you all. We thank God for everyone here in service. God bless everyone. Again, here we have our announcements. Monday, you all, we have intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. We fast from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. The number to call, our prayer line is 732-434-2530. 10, amen. On Tuesday, the second Tuesday of each month, we have restoration service right here at 845-279-213. It's every second Tuesday, so this coming Tuesday will be our second Tuesday. You all, so call in. The time is at 10 a.m. on second Tuesday. We have restoration service. Wednesdays is our Bible study here at 845-277-9213 on our church line. Thursdays is midweek service here at, on our church line as well. And then on Sundays is Sunday service at 2 p.m. Amen, amen. All right, now we're still in our 40 days. We're wrapping up. We thank God we have 2 more days to go that we've been touching in the green at 6 a.m. It has been a good time of fellowship and prayer and love and encouragement on that prayer call. I tell you guys, been doing a mighty thing. Breakthrough has come, and we just thank God for it. On Monday through Thursdays, we have a child that is hosted by me. I thank God. It's at 12 noon Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9223. It's from 12 noon to 12:30. It's really an empowerment of the Holy Spirit pressing and encouraging us. And it's just a Holy Ghost field time. So join us whenever you can. Amen. And our discipleship training class, you all, will begin, I believe, in the month of March or April. I don't have everything in front of me. I'm going my memory right now. So God bless everyone, you all. We want to wish a special happy birthday to our sister in Christ, mother and grandmother and friend, Sister Helen Money. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Hallelujah.
86 years old. 86 years
Jesus.
Young. Excuse me.
Yes.
I would
well,
definitely get
up. When you turn the numbers backwards.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We used to turn the numbers back before. If you're 8 or 63, you make the 68. Amen. But if you're 48, we just leave you at 48 because then you'll be 84. Happy birthday, Grandmother Helen. Happy birthday. Let us sing to her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Pastor. Happy birthday, dear Grandmother Helen.
Yes, My God.
Happy birthday to you. And many
hey,
more. God bless you. And God continue to stretch you with
on
many more good
song.
Years. Right?
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Amen. I do see we're about to wrap up here at Sunday service, and we do have a word coming forth from our very own sister, Captain Hudson. Go ahead. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Mom said, thank you for the birthday song.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. God
yes.
bless you.
God bless.
Grandmother Ellen, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. God keep you. I hope you all are blessed by the word that went forward. Amen. It's all about what we do for God, not what we do for ourselves. Hey, not what we can gain, but what we do for God. Amen. May God bless you all. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and sermon in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to have a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have our benediction.
Amen. Well, God bless everyone. I know I'd have been fed. I'd have been fed so much. I'm full. I'm so full.
Jesus.
And I hope every Lord. Single one of y'all, I pray that every single one that can hear the sound of our voice in your home, that you too have became full. Now, remember, Satan comes immediately to take away the words. He comes to take away the food
Jesus.
That you've already eaten. So don't let him take it away from you. Stay in that place of just trusting God, no matter who you are, whether you're a son or daughter, whether you're in a position of authority or not, police officer, firefighters, judges, whoever you are, don't let Satan take the word away from you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank
you. Keep
God
you.
Bless you.
Talking
yeah.
and I, we love you. God loves you
yes,
more.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time, one time,
one time, one time. All I wanna do is hear you say it.
One time.
Imagine, just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days, until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.